以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第25章第50个诗节，题目是超越卡玛坎迪，即是韦达经所推荐的祭祀牺牲来到是去即善即德感官享乐，还有是 Prasadam 的 见解。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj，日期是2003年10月23号，地点是香港庙。
Petru, of the name Petru, Nripa, O king, Purya, of the city, Dwa, gate, Dakshinena,On the southern side, Puranjana, King Puranjana, Rastram, country,
Goka,
Dakshina,
southern, Lambin, Panchalam,
of the name Panchala,
on the name Panchala, means Gil Panchalam.
Yati,
used to go.
Shrutidara Anvita, along with his friend Shrutadara. Translation: The southern gate of the city was known as Pitru, and through that gate, King Puranjana used to visit the city named.Dakshina Panchala, accompanied by his friend Shrutadara.
译文呢个南边嘅城门咧叫做 Pitruhu， 咁咧通过呢度城门咧，国王 Puranjana 咧，惯常咧去探访一个城市咧叫做 Dakshina Panchala， 咁佢会咧同佢一个朋友叫 Shrutadara 一齐去嘅。
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The right ear is used for karmakandya or fruitive activities. As long as one is attached to the enjoyment of material resources, he hears from the right ear and sees and uses the five senses to elevate himself to the higher planetary systems like Pitriloka. Consequently, the right ear is here described as the Pitru gate.
要指由舒拉帕帕提供，右耳是用作呢个 karma kandya， 即系果报活动嘅。咁一日咧，一个人系依附咧物质嘅享受咧，佢咧就会从佢嘅右耳咧系聆听啦。咁佢用佢嘅五官咧系提升咧佢自己咧去高等嘅星球体系咧，好似 Pitruloka 咁样。最终咧，右耳咧喺呢度咧被形容叫做 Pitruhu 嘅。Pitruhu 的城門啊
，Omagyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurin Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we've been hearing about the different gates in the body.
咁我呢幾日咧聽咗咧身體唔同嘅呢個孔嘅功能啦。
And how each gate is used for a different type of enjoyment.
咁每一個身體嘅孔咧。是用作不同的享乐的。
And this morning we're hearing about the right ear.
今天我们讲到右耳。
The right ear is called the gate, the Pitru, which means the gate to Pitriloka.
咁咧，右耳呢个名字咧就叫做 Pitruhu 啊。咁咧即系话咧，通过呢一个右耳咧，你可以去到咧 Pitru 老家啦。Pitru 一个星球嚟 ，Pitru 一个星球。
In Bhagavad Gita, that Pitri Loka is also mentioned.
咁咧喺《博加梵歌》咧，亦都有去描述到咧关于 Pitri Loka 呢个地方嘅。
It says that one who worships the demigods, he will go to the planets of the demigods.
话说咧，一个人咧，如果佢咧系崇拜半神人咧，佢就可以到半神人嘅星球啦。
And if you worship the Pitris, you can go to the planets of the Pitris.
如果你崇拜啲 Pitri 咧，咁你咧就可以咧去到呢个 Pitri Loka。
So, Pitri is one of the higher planets.
Then Pitri, Preacher 咧係其中一個高等星球，其中一個星球啦。
So Srila Prabhupada describes that people who are attached to material enjoyment and fruitive activities, they will definitely like to go to this place.
咁如果一啲人係依附咧物質嘅享受嘅咧，咁咧肯定咧佢希望咧自己可以提升到去呢一個 Preacher Loka 呢個咁嘅星球。
Certainly, I think all of us would be attached to material enjoyment. We can be attracted to some type of material enjoyment.
肯定地咧，我哋每一个人咧都受到某一啲物质嘅享乐咧所吸引嘅。
That's why we're all here in this material world because we have a strong desire to enjoy.
咁咧，点解我哋其实喺呢个物质世界出生咧？我哋因为有一个好强烈嘅欲望咧，想去享受。
And practically without exception, everyone in this world is inclined to material enjoyment.
其实咧系无一幸免啦，每一个人喺呢个世间咧都系咧好依附咧物质享受嘅。
But we find that most people they don't know how to enjoy according to the Vedas.
但系大部分人咧唔識咧係跟隨咧偉達經嘅教導咧去享受嘅。
People try to enjoy by performing activities which are against the Vedas, which are vikarmic activities.
咁但係大部分人咧就係唔根據經典嘅教導去享受啦，即係去做一啲叫做 vikarma 違分業報嘅。
They will engage in irreligious activities, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, these types of activities for enjoyment.
咁佢會做一啲反宗教嘅活動啦，譬如佢哋食肉啦、賭博啦、吸食麻醉品啦，佢通過呢啲方法咧去享受嘅。
And because they have because they are desiring to enjoy, but they don't know how to follow the Vedic formula, they commit acts which are against the scriptures.
咁因為佢唔認識偉達經啦，咁佢哋咧做一啲活動咧係違反經典嘅。
And this causes them to enter into the lower species of life.
咁呢個令到咧佢哋咧。是要墮落更加低等的生命的形式啊。
Somebody I met, they were keeping a dog in their house, and they told me that the Buddha say that the people who had killed someone or who owed somebody money, they become dogs in their next life.
咁有一位朋友咧就話俾，即係佢喺屋企養咗一隻狗啦。咁咧話説咧有啲佛教徒係咁樣講嘅，或者。前一世咧，一個人如果佢係 kill somebody，
即係 murder someone。
哦 ，really？ 哦，一個人咧，如果係謀殺其他人啊，做咗啲壞事咧，就可能咧會做下一世要做一隻狗啦。
I don't know if this is true, but this is what the Buddhists say。
呢個我都唔知係咪真嘅，有啲佛教徒有啲人咁樣講。
Next time you look at a dog, you can ask him: Did you steal somebody? Did you not pay someone's money, or did you kill someone in your previous life?
話你下次見到只狗，你去問下你係咪前世爭人錢啊？前世殺咗人啊
？Still, people are inclined to love dogs.
但係咧，啲人咧都不自禁地咧好中意啲狗嘅。
We see even in Hong Kong, people keep dogs.
就算喺香港咧，啲人要養狗。
When I was in Russia, I saw also there in Vladivostok, in this place, Vladivostok, that people were living also in big apartment buildings, and they were also keeping big dogs.
咁佢上次去蘇聯傳教嘅時候咧，當地嗰啲人咧，即係住喺啲亦都係高樓大廈咁樣啦。咁嗰啲人咧係好中意養啲大狗添啊。
They're big people, and they like big dogs.
咁佢哋好高大威猛啦，咁佢又中意啲大隻嘅狗啦。
Chinese are smaller people. They seem to like smaller dogs.
咁啲中國人好似身材比較嬌小啲咧，佢中意啲
have these little things
嗰啲細細只嗰啲嬌小玲瓏嘅狗。
But a dog is a dog.
咁一隻狗就係一隻狗。
It's not a very noble birth.
唔係一個好高貴嘅出生。
But even dogs can become fortunate by the grace of devotees.
咁一隻狗咧都可以因為奉獻者嘅關係咧而得到一啲恩典嘅。
We see how Lord Chaitanya gave mercy to dogs.
你可以睇到咧，主菜坦人點樣係俾到一恩典一隻狗咧。
Anyway, we are trying to give our mercy to people first before we go to the dogs.
咁我哋首先咧俾我哋嘅恩典咧俾咗人先咧，跟住先俾狗咧。
Our duty is to think how to save the human species from becoming dogs.
咁我哋首先咧系要拯救啲人类咧，让佢哋咧唔避免咧成为狗。
So one way is to encourage them if they want to enjoy, they should enjoy according to the Vedic principles.
咁即系话咧，如果一啲人咧系想去享受咧，佢应该根据韦达经嘅原则咧去享受嘅。
So the Vedas deal mostly with what is called karmakandiya activities.
咁咧，韋達經入邊其中一部分咧就係叫 karmakandiya， 即係果報活動。
Karmakandiya Brahmanas. There are a class of people who are called Karmakandiya Brahmins.
咁有個階層嘅人士咧，佢叫做 Kadikandiya。
You remember Chaitanya Chandra, our Gujarati devotee who was here?
記唔記得我哋以前好耐好耐之前有一個奉獻者叫做 Chaitanya Chandra 伯伯。
His father is a Karmakandiya Brahmin.
咁佢父親咧就係 Karmakandiya Brahmana。
His father will do things like astrology. People will come to him and ask them about their, what they should do to make their business better.
咁佢父親咧會幫人睇相啦，睇下點樣可以令到佢生意更加好啊。
They will guide them in material life.
佢哋咧會喺別人嘅物質生活上咧係俾得指引佢哋嘅。
Karmakandiya activities are the religious way by which people can enjoy the material world.
Karmakandiya 咧就係一個方法咧，讓啲人咧係以宗教嘅方法咧係去享受生活嘅。
And it teaches us how we can recognize higher authorities like different demigods and also a supreme lord, and how we it teaches us also how to have respect and faith in the scripture.
咁咧，呢個 Karmakandiya 咧教導我哋咧，係起碼咧係去承認咧呢個更高嘅權威啦，好似啲半神人啦，或者係至尊主啦。
Therefore, if we read the Vedas and a lot of the supplements of the Vedas, we'll see that they're mostly talking about Karmakandiya activities.
咁如果你睇偉大經嘅好大部分咧，佢都會係講到咧。
That is why it is said in the Brahma Samhita, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. That it is very difficult to know Krishna by the Vedas.
咁咧就係咧，只係通過偉大經咧要去明白 Krishna 非常之困難嘅。
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also tells Arjuna, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, nice Trigunya above Arjuna. He said the Vedas deal with the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes and be transcendental.
呢個 Karmakandiya 都係咧。
The Vedas deal with the three modes of material nature.
The Vedas, okay, sorry. 偉大經咧係講説咧關於物質自然三形態嘅。咁咧 ，Krishna 同 Arjuna 講咧，你要超越咧物質自然三形態。
Rise above the modes.
Yeah,
okay. So this is the position of the Vedic literatures.
咁呢個咧就係偉達經嘅地位啦。
This is why Vyasadeva, after writing all the Vedas, still he was not satisfied.
咁所以點解咧？維亞薩咧係寫咗所有嘅偉達經之後咧，佢都唔覺得滿意咧。
Karmakandiya activities are of the same nature, that we may perform many different Karmakandiya sacrifices, but it does not satisfy us.
咁呢個同呢個 Karmakandiya 嘅犧牲祭祀一樣啦，你做好多呢種嘅犧牲祭祀咧，都唔會令到你得到滿足嘅。
Because it will give results which are limited and temporary.
因為咧 Karmakandiya 嘅犧牲祭祀咧，俾到個結果咧係短暫嘅啦，同埋咧係有限。
This is especially relevant in the case Narada Muni is talking to this king, Prachini Barishat, because he is very attached to Karmakandiya activities.
咁呢個咧，其實同Narada Muni 即係講緊呢個故事俾一位 Prachini Barishat 國王聽嘅時候咧，呢位國王咧係非常之依附咧呢個Karmakandiya 呢啲犧牲祭祀嘅。
He has been sacrificing, doing a lot of animal sacrifices.
咁佢做好多咧動物嘅犧牲嘅。
Thinking about how he will elevate himself to the higher planets。
咁佢經常咧係諗住點樣可以提升自己咧去啲高等啲嘅星球。
And the same way, people perform these Karmakandiya activities simply for enjoying material prosperity, even in this life。
咁呢啲人咧係去做呢啲 Karmakandiya 嘅活動咧。其實目的咧就係希望咧，就算喺今生咧都可以享受得更好啊。
The farmer wants to have a good crop, a good harvest.
咁農夫咧希望咧收成更加好啦。
A woman wants to have a good husband.
一個女性咧，希望有一個好嘅丈夫咧。
Or a couple want to have a child.
咁一對夫婦可能要兒女咯。
And somebody wants to be prosperous in their business.
有啲人咧想生意非常之豐盛咯。
They will perform karmakandiya activities to get what their desire.
咁咧，佢哋咧會做一啲 karmakandiya 嘅活動咧嘅犧牲祭祀咧，就欲求咧得到自己嘅
But even after achieving their desire, they will see that it is not giving them it's not giving them the real satisfaction they were looking for.
就算咧，佢哋欲望咧係成真咧，夢想成真咧，但係咧佢都唔覺得咧自己內心係真正得到滿足嘅。
The couple may have a child, but the child will grow up and go away from home.
咁嗰对夫妇可能会有个儿女咧，但系咧儿女长大咧又会离开佢哋啦。
Or the farmer may make some profit one year, but another year there's a flood or some famine, or the price of the crop goes down, and he cannot make the same profit.
有一年可能个农夫咧系得到丰收啦，咁第二年又可能因为啲天灾啊、水灾啊或者系旱灾咧，令到佢失收啦。
Or someone is making a lot of money in their business, but he sees that people are just, he's losing his friends and he's making more enemies.
一個人可能在生意上是賺得多錢，多些錢，但他看到呢，他越來越少朋友。
In this way, one will start to think about elevating oneself out of this world to a higher platform.
那呢，我們其實應該是呢，去怎樣用一個方法呢，讓自己提升呢，去到更高的層面呢。
Like in this case, they're talking about Pitriloka. It's one of the higher planets.
那這裡呢，就講到 Pitriloka 呢，就是其中一個比較高等的星球呢。
But even there, there are also problems. Even there, there is disease and old age and death.
那就算在那裡呢，都仍然呢，是有年老呢、疾病呢，和死亡。
So then one will think about what is beyond that.
咁你就會諗啊，如果你喺嗰度咁又點咧
？So these karmakandiya activities, although they're material, they do have some benefit.
咁啊 ，karmakandiya 嘅活動咧係有一啲好處嘅。
If we go to the Hindu temple round the corner on Cameron Road, you'll see they're doing probably all karmakandiya activities.
咁如果你去加勒芬道有一間印度廟咧，佢哋嗰度咧就主要做 karmakandiya 嘅活動嘅。
It's not useless, but it does help people to have some faith in the scriptures.
唔係完全冇用嘅，係令到一啲人咧係對經典咧係有啲信心嘅。
And it also allows them to develop faith in the priest who's performing the sacrifices.
亦都令到啲人咧對嗰位祭司咧幫佢哋做祭祀嗰位祭司咧係有啲信心。
Although their purpose is not spiritual, they do have some value.
雖然他們的目的不是靈性的，但他們做這些活動都有一些價值的。
Therefore, even in the Bhagavad Gita, you will see there are sections in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is also speaking about karmakandiya activities.
所以博迦梵歌呢， Krishna 呢，在某一部分也講說到是 karmakandiya 的活動。
Krishna is telling Arjuna that it will be better for him to die on the battlefield.Because if he dies on the battlefield, he'll be elevated to the higher planets.
咁所以咧 ，Krishna 同 Arjuna 讲啦，话你其实咧，就算喺战场咧战死咧，都系好事嚟嘅。咁你咧可以咧提升到高等啲嘅星球。
This karmakandiya activity that the kshatriya should do his duty should fight in a battle.
咁一位kshatriya 咧战士咧。他應該在戰場上作戰，這是他的職責來的。
And by doing his duty in this way, he's sure to be elevated to a higher destination.
當他履行他的職責的時候，那他可以提升到高等的星球。
So, in Krishna consciousness, we have bypassed all of these karmakandiya activities.
但在 Krishna 之覺，我們是完全是超越了所有這些 karmakandiya 的活動的。
We're not wasting our time in these things.We're concentrating on what is after all of these karmakandiya activities. We're trying to practice bhakti yoga. I saw just last night, actually, in the board in there, in the other room, we have someone who's written up the yoga ladder, and there's the different levels of yoga.Is that you, Yogini? Did you write that?
I did that.
You did, Baba Tarini? Okay.
咁咧，我喺嗰边写咗一个嗰啲瑜伽阶梯。 嘅一個圖。
So Karmakandia is right at the bottom.
咁 Karmakandia 咧係最低層次嘅。
Of course, it's better than irreligious. It's better than Vikarma.
咁啊，但係總好過比非宗教或者係做一啲罪惡活動好。
But at least Karmakandia is on the ladder, and people can go up. They're on the in the right situation to progress.
最少咧 ，Karmakandia 咧都喺呢個瑜伽階梯上面咧，雖然係最低層次咧，嗰啲人咧仍然係有機會咧係提升嘅。
We are trying to start at the top of the ladder. We're trying to immediately go to Bhakti Yoga.
但係我哋咧嘗試咧就喺個階梯最高嗰度咧開始啦，就係 Bhakti Yoga 就開始。
Prabhupada said it's too risky to waste time in all of these other things.
Prabhupada 咧解釋咧。太危險了，即係如果要我哋咧用時間咧去做其他呢啲咁嘅活動。
Because if we start doing Karmakandia, we'll get completely absorbed in these things, and we'll forget all about the higher goal.
咁如果我哋咧嘥花好多時間咧沉醉於 Karmakandia 嘅活動咧，咁咧我哋咧就可能最終咧會忘記我哋真正嘅目的。
So we often see sometimes how devotees get absorbed in other things which are a little, which are not directly connected to bhakti yoga.
咁我哋咧有時見到啲奉獻者咧，可能會咧係沉醉於做一啲事情咧，唔係咧係 bhakti yoga 嘅活動嚟。
And then gradually they start to minimize all of their devotional activities.
咁佢哋最終咧就會越嚟越減少咧佢哋奉獻嘅服務嘅。
And they concentrate more and more on all of these activities which are on a much lower level.
咁佢哋咧會花好多時間咧，係做一啲活動咧，係喺更低嘅層次嘅活動。
But in bhakti yoga, the activities are very spiritually powerful, and they give immediate purification.
咁但係 bhakti yoga 入邊嘅活動咧，所有嘅活動咧都非常之有力量嘅。咁佢直接咧可以咧，你好快得到淨化。
Of course, it's not that we can always be engaged in bhakti yoga.
To
be constantly engaged in bhakti yoga, that means you have to be a really elevated, spotless, pure devotee.
如果你恒常咧可以24小時都從事奉獻服務咧，咁你要一位咧，你要係成為一位咧毫無瑕疵嘅純粹嘅奉獻。
But at least we can be doing karma yoga.
咁最少咧，我哋可以做 karma yoga 啦。
Which means working. For the satisfaction of Krishna.
就係咧為 Krishna 嘅喜悅咧而去做活動啊。
The difference between bhakti yoga and karma yoga is that in bhakti yoga we do what Krishna wants.
咁喺 bhakti yoga 咧，我哋咧就做 Krishna 想我哋做嘅事情。
But in karma yoga, we can work in the way we choose and offer the results to Krishna.
咁咧就係咧 karma yoga 咧就係話我哋咧可以選擇我哋想做嘅活動咧，而將個結果咧係供奉俾 Krishna。
So karma yoga, by working in karma yoga, we will naturally become more and more absorbed in bhakti yoga。
咁咧，通過喺 karma yoga 咧，係去活動咧，咁慢慢咧，你就會慢慢咧培養到 bhakti yoga。
Because as we offer the results to Krishna, we'll become more and more attached to Krishna。
咁因為我哋將我哋活動嘅結果咧係供奉俾 Krishna 咧，咁我哋咧會變得對 Krishna 咧越嚟越依附。
And ultimately, we will want to just simply surrender to Krishna.
咁最終咧，我哋咧都會希望咧，可以都會想咧係歸依俾 Krishna.
So today we've been hearing. I will just summarize. Today we've been hearing about the right ear and how the right ear is used for hearing about karmakanda activities.
咁咧，我哋今日重複啦，而家係講緊咧右耳啦。右耳咧係用嚟咧聽取咧呢個 karmakandia 嘅活動嘅。
And karmakandia activities are performed by people according to the Vedic injunction so that they can enjoy the material world.
咁咧啲人咧去做 karmakandia 嘅活動咧，佢哋係根據韋陀經嘅教導啦。咁而咧係通過咁樣樣咧係去享受呢個物質世界。
And we explained that the problem with these karmakandia activities are that people become very absorbed in the whole concept of enjoying the material world, and it makes it very difficult for them to progress to higher levels of realization.
但如果啲人咧係沉醉於呢啲咁嘅果報活動咧，咁咧就好難咧讓佢哋提升咧去到更高嘅層次啦。
But the benefit is that they do have faith in the scriptures, and they have faith also in the Brahmin priests.
咁咧，但係有兩個好處咧，就係咧，佢哋咧起碼對經典咧有啲信心啦，同埋對嗰個祭司咧係有啲信心嘅。
So are there any questions or comments? Lalita?
剛才馬拉講的那些卡瑪噴熱的他們會跟對呢會根據那個宗教化的生活去享受的，但是有些非人格神的些主義的人呢，他們呢就覺得他們都不去享受，他們那個的哲學好像更加高的，因為
She's talking about the impersonalists. Karma Kandya, they do some activities to enjoy this world according to Vedic conjunction. But the impersonalists, they give up enjoyment. So is it their philosophy is higher?
Yes, the impersonalists are on a higher position than the Karma Kandyas.
非人格神主義者比一個 Karma Kandya 的人是高層次的。
Because the impersonalists, to some extent, they are transcendentalists, that they have realized that there's no purpose in trying to enjoy the material world.
因為非人格神主義者都屬於超然主義者，因為他們已經明白到去享受這個物質世界是沒有用的。
However, Rupa Goswami condemns both the Karma Kandya and the impersonalists, because he said they are both chasing something which is illusory.
咁咧，但係Rupa Goswami 咧，佢就指責呢兩種人咧。咁佢話呢兩類人咧，即係無論係 Karma Kandya 嘅人咧，或者係非人格神主義者咧，佢哋咧都係咧追逐緊一啲幻象啊，唔係真實嘅嘢。
The Karma Kandya, they are the karmis. They are still trying to enjoy their karma.And the impersonalists are the jnanis. So both karmis and jnanis are like being haunted by people who have the desire to enjoy karma and jnana. They are compared to people who are ghostly haunted.
咁咧，一啲人咧，佢哋咧係想享受佢哋嘅業報咧，即係 karmis 或者 jnani 咧，即係啲非人格神主義者咧，呢啲人咧都係被視為咧，佢哋好似鬼上身咁。
So neither are appreciated by a person, neither are understood to be properly situated. They're both following some path of sense enjoyment or some selfish path.
Because they are still following some kind of sense enjoyment or some selfish path.The goal of the impersonalists maybe is to merge, is it?
Become yeah, the goal of the impersonalists is to merge, but their liberation will be temporary, that they can merge only for some time, but again they will come back to the material world. So their liberation is not actual liberation, it is only theoretical.
咁咧，非人格神主義者嘅解脱咧，就係咧，佢咧係融匯進呢個梵光啦。但係呢個咁嘅解脱咧係短暫嘅，咁佢哋咧可以融匯一陣啦，跟住咧又會墮落翻落嚟嘅。咁所以呢個解脱咧唔係真實嘅。
But certainly the impersonalists are higher than the Karma Kandyas.
咁肯定咧，呢個非人格神主義者咧係比 Karma Kandya 嘅人咧係高層次一啲嘅。
You will see on the yoga ladder which Bhavatarini Maharaji has written that Jnana Yoga is above the Karma Kandya.
你可以有幅圖嘅，其實有瑜伽階梯嘅，即係呢個。Jnana Yoga 嘅係高過 Karma Kandya 嘅。
Any other question？
嗱，問啦。
頭先馬斯講到咧，話咧要即係超越物質三態，點解要超越物質三？
You just now mentioned that we have to transcend the three modes of nature. Why？
Why we have to transcend the three modes of nature？The material nature is controlled by Durga.
And
she keeps us in the prison house by conditioning us to the three modes of material nature.
咁咧，佢咧通過咧使用呢三個形態咧，係咧讓我哋咧即係受條件限制咧，要留喺呢個地球呢個監獄呢度。
In the mode of goodness, one is conditioned to happiness.
咁喺善良形態人咧，佢哋咧就。係個條件限制咧，就係喜歡快樂嘅。
In the mode of passion, one is conditioned to desire fruitive and fruitive activities.
咁如果一個人係激情屬性咧，形態咧，佢咧就會咧係個條件限制咧，就係咧有好多慾望咧，希望咧達成佢嘅成果。
And in the mode of ignorance, one is simply absorbed in sleep and lethargy.
咁咧，當一個人咧喺愚昧形態咧，咁咧佢咧就係我唔識聽唔到，我中意瞓覺啦 ，sorry， 懶惰啦。
So in the So long as one is under the three modes of material nature, one is not in control of his senses. One is being controlled by the material nature and forced to act in so many conditioned ways.
即係話一日一個人咧係受呢三個物質三形態所影響嘅時候咧，咁即係話咧佢係受佢嘅感官係被控制，而唔係佢自己控制自己嘅感官啊。咁係被逼咧做好多活動出嚟咧。是因為這個物質形態所影響的。
So especially in the modes of passion and ignorance, people are it's very difficult for them to be situated to come to devotional service so long as one is controlled by passion and ignorance.
如果啲人咧係受到激情同埋愚昧嘅屬性咧影響嘅人咧，咁對佢哋嚟講好難咧係嚟到咧 Krishna 之國呢啲靈修嘅途徑。
Means one is strongly attracted to sinful activities.And the attachment to the material body is also very strong. Even in the mode of goodness, there is still an identification with the material body. People in the mode of goodness, they think they are better than the other people who are in the modes of passion and ignorance.
咁一個喺善良形態嘅人咧，認為自己咧較於喺激情同埋愚昧屬性嘅人咧，係較為高嘅。
The people in the mode of goodness, they may live very peaceful lives and they enjoy some cultural activities, but their thinking is still that they are the material body and they're enjoying the body.
咁咧，一嗰啲喺善良屬性嘅人咧，佢仍然咧認同呢個身體咧，佢仍然咧。是為這個身體是作一些享受。
So this chapter is all about the characteristics of a king named Puranjana.
這個《博伽瓦談》這一章是講到一位國王叫做國王 Puranjana。
And Puranjana means one who enjoys in the body.
Puranjana 其實這個意思就是一個在這個身體裡面享受的人。
So the whole purpose of this chapter is to show us that when the body is enjoying, actually we are not enjoying.
咁其實呢一個成呢一章嘅書咧，都係教導我哋話，即係當呢個身體喺度享受嘅時候咧，其實我哋咧唔係真係喺度。
We are different from the body.
我哋同個身體係唔同嘅。
We are living in this body.
我哋咧居住喺呢個身體。
But just by satisfying different parts of the body, that is not making actually.It's not making us happy.
咁咧，你通過令到身體咧得到快樂咧，就係但係唔會令到咧你嘅靈魂咧，你咧係得到快樂。
So to overcome this identification with the body, we have to overcome the modes of material nature.
咁咧，你要去咧克服咧認同呢個身體嘅概念咧，你就要克服咧物質自然三形態。
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us that we have to.Surrender to Him, then we can overcome the modes of nature.
咁咧 ，Krishna 講到咧，我哋係需要咧係歸依俾佢咧，咁我哋咧就可以超越物質自然三形態啦。
Devi hi esha gunamayi radhakund, do you know this verse? Lalita Sundari, do you know this verse? Come on, you're supposed to be Brahmanas, huh? Then supposed to take Brahman initiation.What is this verse? Devi hi esha gunamayi. Huh? You don't know? Bhavaturini? This material nature is very difficult to overcome.
这个物质自然是很难去征服它的。
But one who is surrendered to Krishna can easily cross beyond it.
咁呢，一个人呢，是归依给 Krishna 呢，就很容易呢，可以越过这个。
And mamchayo vayabicharena bhakti yogena sevate. For one who is engaged in Krishna's service, he immediately transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman.
咁一個人咧，一旦係開始從事咧呢個奉獻服務咧，咁咧佢咧就 去到咧呢個 Brahman 嘅層次。
So pure devotional service should not be under the influence of the modes of material nature.
純粹嘅奉獻服務咧，係唔受咧物質自然形態咧所影響。
That is why we have to overcome the modes of material nature.
所以點解我哋都要克服咧，超越咧呢個物質？
Krishna is not under the modes of nature.
Krishna 咧唔喺物質自然底下嘅。
Krishna is controlling the modes.
Krishna 咧係控制呢啲物質自然嘅，有問題啊？咁多問題今日 ，one more question from Lalita。
哦，
因為
咧星期日嚟咧，其中有個女仔咧，佢成日去加拿大分道嗰間人，朝頭早啊去加拿大分道嗰間人
聽經嘅。哦，係咩？
咁但係佢咧又嚟過我哋呢度，朝頭早聽經咧淨係要一次嘅。咁佢覺得咧嗰邊咧嗰啲房嗰啲咧，佢覺得。可以多啲滿足，咁但係即係喺《國家凡夫》入邊都有講過，就係話如果啲人咧有物質慾望，咁嚟到非常上嚟到非常前面咧，非常都可以滿足佢。咁如果咁樣樣，咁我哋可唔可以咁樣同佢講嘅？
睇佢自己中意。Okay, so there's a lady who come to the Sunday feast. She's going to the Kowloon Hindu Mandir for morning class.Over there, so she find more satisfying to hear those classes than she came here once for the morning class. So, what shall we tell her? She find those classes more and inspiring or whatever.
Yes, she's more attracted to karmakandia activities.
即係咧，佢更加受呢個 karmakandia 嘅活動咧所吸引。
Most people are.
大部分人都係嘅。
Because most, as we said, everyone has a strong desire to enjoy.
因為咧，大部分人咧都有好強烈嘅慾望咧去享受。Is it karmakandiya activity helps you to enjoy better, isn't it?
Well, I explained that. I explained that because you're performing activities according to the scriptures, so you're not getting any sinful reactions.
咁因為咧，我話即係話係咪？Karmakandiya 嘅活動咧係可以幫啲人享受得更好咧，但係咧因為 Karmakandiya 咧係根據經典嘅訓示咧係去享受，咁啲人咧就冇一個罪惡活動翻嚟啦。
But the point is that their enjoyment is limited and temporary.
但係佢哋嘅享受咧係有限啦，同埋係短暫嘅啦。
Now why should you take some limited and temporary enjoyment when you can get eternal happiness?
點解你如果有永恆嘅快樂，點解你仲要走去嘥時間搞一啲短暫嘅同埋有限嘅享受咧
？Also in karmakandiya activities, there's a lot of dangers.
咁喺 karmakandiya 嘅活動咧，有好多危險嘅。
We have this in the Krishna book. There's a story of King Riga.
咁咧喺Krishna book 咧一位國王啦 ，Riga。
King Riga, you know that story in the Krishna book? Who's read the Krishna book?
誰讀過 Krishna 的故事書
Krishna Kanti, have you read the Krishna book?
Krishna Kanti 有沒有讀過 She forgot about this story. They forgot the names, I think. They might
yeah, you forget the names. You know, there's a story about a king who was giving cows in charity.
有一位婆羅門呢有一位國王呢他是給布施布施的牛給婆羅門
Many, many cows, thousands of cows every day in charity, and he would give to who would he give the cows to?
The Brahmanas.
Brahmanas, right.
咁呢位國王咧，就每日咧都布施咧，成即係數以千計嘅牛隻咧，係俾啲婆羅門嘅。
Why would he give to the Brahmanas?
點解佢要俾啲 Brahmana 咧 ？Get good karma.
Get good karma.
咁佢有好嘅報應啊！
Why did he give cows? Get better karma.
因為要俾牛咧，因為咧攞啲想有一啲更好嘅業報。
And he would give special cows, which had only one calf and were giving lots of milk.
咁咧，佢係布施一啲特別嘅牛咧，一隻牛咧就可以有好多牛奶噶啦。
And he wouldn't just give to any brahmana, but he would give to very pure brahmanas.
佢唔係冚唪唥咩婆羅門都俾嘅，佢係選擇過呢啲純潔嘅婆羅門，佢先布施嘅。
Who were very poor.
咁仲埋佢哋好窮嘅添。
Who lived very austere, simple lives.
咁佢咧居住得好艱苦啦，好簡單嘅。
So he was trying to get the best karma.
佢嘗試咧係要得到一啲最好嘅。
But what happened?
咁有時咩事發生呢？ One cow get lost. Yeah.
One cow got lost. What happened to the cow? No. Went to another brahmana, right? Yeah, went to another brahmana.
咁嗰只牛係唔見咗啦，只牛咧。即係佢俾咗啲牛唔同嘅婆羅門，其中一隻牛咧就由一個婆羅門嘅屋企去另外一個婆羅門屋企。
So both the brahmanas were saying, "You gave this cow to me."
咁咧，兩個婆羅門都同個國王講啦，你俾咗只牛我喎，即係兩個都咁同個國王咁樣講。
So the king said, "I will give you each 10,000 more cows."
話我再俾每人俾多一萬隻牛你哋啦咁。
But they said, "No, cannot." But I want that cow.
他們不肯，他們說我只是要那隻，我要那隻牛。
Because they had vowed they would only take charity one time.
因為呢，他們呢，發誓呢，只是想要接受一次布施而已。
So the king could not satisfy them, so he had to suffer reaction.
那因為呢，他們不肯，改變他們的主意，那個國王呢，就要受苦了。
He was trying to give the best charity, but he could not please the brahmanas.
咁佢嘗試咧係俾最好嘅布施咧禮物咧俾啲婆羅門咧，但係咧啲婆羅門咧唔高興。
So what happened in his next life?
佢下世點樣樣咧？嚇
？Become a, you can speak Chinese. What was it?
係啊，變咗蜥蜴嘅下世。
Yeah, he had to take birth in a well as some big.Lizard.
咁咧，佢要下一世咧喺个井嗰度咧生活咧，做咗条蜥蜴。
So this
horrible karma, huh?
This is a danger with karmakandya activities.
呢个咧就系 karmakandya 活动嘅可怕嘅地方。
It's very attractive, but very dangerous.
好吸引啦，但系咧好危险嘅。
We should be more intelligent.
我們應該更加有智慧的。
Devotional service may be a greater challenge, but the results are very great.
奉獻服務可能的挑戰是很大的，但是那個結果就很偉大。
And Krishna is always willing to protect the devotee.
Krishna 也準備隨時保護奉獻者。
The Krishna won't let his devotee perish.
他不會讓他的奉獻者消失的。
Anyone who once, even once, takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna becomes indebted to them and he will always think how to deliver them.
就算一個奉獻者為 Krishna 做過少少服務， Krishna 永遠都覺得虧欠了他，要記住他的。
Because we have begun our devotional service, it's not easy to forget Krishna.
咁我哋其實開始咗做奉獻服務咧，其實要去忘記 Krishna 都唔容易。
Because Krishna is always trying to help us to again come back and go on with our devotional service.
因為 Krishna 咧經常咧都會記住我哋咧，會嚟幫我哋咧，再希望我哋再次重新咧係繼續奉獻服務咧。
And we can never be attracted to these other things because we realize how imperfect and how limited they are.
咁咧，我哋系唔應該受到其他呢啲事情所吸引啦，因為我哋知道咧，呢啲事情咧係好有限制啦，同埋咧係唔完美啦。
Although we may be doing these things, we know it's not the highest thing. We know that bhakti yoga is what we should be doing.
咁可能我哋做其他嘅事情咧，我哋但系應該知道啦 ，bhakti yoga 係最高層次嘅活動啦，同埋咧係我哋應該做嘅事情啦。OK。
Mm-hmm. Okay. Prabhu?
Why that king become a lizard? He offended the Brahmana.
Yeah.
Why not other animals?
Well, it was arranged like this, that in that farm, he would get the mercy, Krishna would pick him up and deliver him from the well.
呢個係一個神聖嘅安排嚟嘅，佢做個蜥蜴，因為安排到 Krishna 咧會喺個井嗰度救翻佢咧，跟住拯救咗佢咯。因為佢冒犯咗啲婆羅門，所以佢做咗蜥蜴咯，下世。
Yes, considered so sinful. If you take property from a brahmana, that's a very serious offence.
如果你在从婆罗门手上拿去的财产是一个很极大的一个冒犯的。
Prabhupada writes there in the purport, anybody who steals anything from a brahmana suffer very much.
如果一个人从一个婆罗门那里偷取一些物品，那 他受苦，受极大的痛苦的。
Just like in the devotional service or devotee community, is this all the people of the Brahman?
是不是在即奉献者社团里面每一个人都是属于婆罗门呢？
Yet to some degree, we're Brahmanas. We may not be very pure Brahmanas, but we're trying.
到某个程度呢，每一个人都即在奉献者社团里面都属于是婆罗门呢，但未必是一个很纯粹的婆罗门。
Vaishnava means more than Brahmana.
Vaishnava 呢比Brahmana 呢更加高的。
So yeah, we should see a devotee
is also... So offending a Vaishnava is even more dangerous.
Yeah, offending Vaishnava is more dangerous even than offending Brahmana.
Vaishnava 更加危险。 Rowena has a question.
其实刚才国王就给牛那些婆罗门，其实这个是要布施给他的。另外就是现金，有些人就喜欢，有些人就将钱捐给一些机构啊，或者嗰啲乞丐咁样啦。咁其实我哋呢一个活
动，
其
实
系咪唔正
确，
或者唔好咧？佢哋其
实
可能
个
心
里
面出发，
吓
心
口
啊，或各方面咁样。
即系佢捐，即系捐
钱，
啲人捐
钱
系咪好唔好啊？
系啦，系啲人捐钱，即系俾钱乞衣或者捐钱去啲慈善机构，咁系呢啲捐
钱。Organization or to the beggars, is it okay or is it good?
Well, there's charity in different modes of nature.
布施咧都有分唔同嘅物质形态嘅。
In the Bhagavad Gita, you can see descriptions of charity and goodness, passion and ignorance.
咁《博伽梵歌》亦都讲到咧，布施嘅喺善良形态啦、激情形态啦，同埋愚昧形态嘅布施嘅。
So charity and ignorance is you give to an unworthy person. You know, somebody maybe a drunkard or.Drug addict or something like that.
愚昧形态嘅布施咧，即系话你去布施俾一啲人咧，系不即系唔值得你去布施，譬如系醉酒鬼啊，或者咧系吸毒嘅人啦。
So that is charity and ignorance.
咁呢个咧就系愚昧嘅布施啊。
That you're encouraging them in their sinful activities.
即系你鼓励佢做多啲罪恶活动。
If you give charity in passion, you're giving charity, but you're looking to get something in return.
咁如果你係激情屬性嘅布施咧，就係話你去做一啲布施咧，但係你希望有一啲回報嘅。
For example, we may give charity to a hospital, so in the future we will be able to, when we get sick, that we will be able to go to a hospital and get treatment.
咁可能你去捐錢俾間醫院啦，咁你就希望咧，將來你病嘅時候咧，就可以去個醫院得到治療。
Or you give charity for the old people's home, so that when we become old, we can also go and live in the old people's home.
如果你捐錢俾老人院啊嘛，你老咗之後就可以去個老人院嗰度住喎。
That's charity and the mode of passion.
I think people want to get names, right?
Yeah.
Is it also passion?
Yeah. Well, we said to get some benefit.
Okay.
People also want to have some recognition that they're very.To be known as a very charitable person.
有啲人咧又要人哋認同啦，即係認為佢係一個好好慷慨嘅慈善家咁樣。
That they want others to see that how charitable they are.
咁咧想睇人哋睇到咧佢有幾慷慨咧。
And charity in the mode of goodness is performed to given to a worthy person at a suitable place without any consideration of return.
咁善良形態嘅布施咧，就係話你去布施俾一個值得你布施嘅人啦，而喺適當嘅時間啦，同埋咧係冇任何慾望咧，係有任何回報嘅。
So the highest charity, Prabhupada explains, is to give for the Krishna consciousness movement.
帕帕解釋咧，其實最高嘅布施咧就係布施俾咧 Krishna 知覺呢個運動。上邊，哇！
即係
譬如好似德蘭修女咁樣，佢一生都奉獻出嚟嘅呢種都係布施咯。即係可唔可以講下佢呢種係？
因為但係你都唔係個 Krishna 知覺，即係放真係即係奉咧，唔係有需要。
屬於咩形態咧？
係情慾形態嘅布施，如果係。
She's talking about Mother Teresa. She also devoted her whole life to serve the people. She also this kind, the work she has done, is it in the mode of passion?
What do you say, Ramachandra?
Mother Teresa.
Is it charity and goodness, passion or ignorance?
It makes people accept, at least that when I was sick and dying, and God took care of
me. You mean Mother Teresa, thing like that? 咁佢最少會諗咧，當佢病啊，或者佢就算要死嘅時候咧，咁神咧會眷顧佢。
Yes, certainly she is encouraging people to have faith in their tradition, their religious tradition.
最少咧，佢係鼓勵咧其他佢哋自己宗教嗰個宗教嘅人士咧，對佢自己嘅宗教咧更加有信念。
And she's feeding needy people.
咁佢去派一啲飯咧，俾啲有需要人士咧。
It's not the real mission of a church.
但係咧，就唔係一個教會真正嘅目的啊。
The food is not the food.
咁佢哋嘅食物咧，唔係 prasad 咧，即係冇供奉俾神。係啊。They feed people meat, I think, also.
Yeah, they feed people meat.
Is it probably she has done whatever she can according to her knowledge, maybe? Maybe she doesn't know other things?
Well, ignorance is no excuse.
我說她可能已經盡了她自己所知的事情去做得最好的了。
I can remember some devotees going to their place in Calcutta, and they asked her, we will bring the food, you can distribute it. But she did not want that. We were going to bring them prasadam for them to distribute to all the people, but she refused.
雞各答有些奉獻者呢是去見過她啦，就提議我們可不可以拿些 prasadam， 即是拿些食物來派給一些窮人啦，咁佢呢拒絕咗。
She did not want that any other religious movement would be connected.
佢唔想同其他嘅宗教團體任何有啲任何關聯咯。
And then also the motive is that they take care of only the body, and because people are suffering, based on bodily consideration, and people feel grateful, so by that they also change them to their faith. So the motive is to, convert people.
他們即係 Mother Teresa 呢啲活動咧，目的主要是希望啲人咧信他哋個教啦。咁佢哋咧照顧，即係去照顧人哋嘅身體咧，即係主要個即係咧，譬如啲人係受緊苦啊，冇嘢食咁，佢就去拯救佢嘅身體。
Yeah.
點解布施比 Krishna 知覺呢個運動係最高嘅布施
？Yeah, we said that.
Why?
Why? Because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Everything belongs to Him, and everything should be used for His service.
Krishna 係至尊聖教首神咧，佢係咧一切嘅事物嘅擁有人啦。咁咧。所有的事情，所有的东西应该是用在他的服务里面。
So it is our responsibility to see that all the charity which is received for our center is used for the service of Krishna.
我们现在要去监督，就是我们收到的善款是用在 Krishna 的服务上面。
In very strict terms, it is not really a charity.This process is to recognize that it is God's property.
Huh?
Charity means you give something which is yours and you give to somebody. But when you give to Krishna, you are not giving something which is yours. You are giving what actually is Krishna's property. You are giving back to him. It is to recognize that everything is God's property.
如果嚴格來說都不是布施的 因為其實所有東西都是屬於 Krishna 你只不過是將 Krishna 的財產給 Krishna 你只不過是認同神所有的東西是屬於神
That is why in the talks between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Ramananda Rai was asked to describe the highest principle of religion So at one point Lord Ramananda Rai said surrender everything to Krishna But Lord Chaitanya rejected it and said, go higher.
在主Chaitanya和Ramananda Rai的對話裡面 主Chaitanya就叫Ramananda Rai形容 最高的宗教原則是什麼呢? Ramananda Rai就說歸依是給主 將所有東西供奉給主 主Chaitanya說更高呢? 要再高的層次應該是怎樣呢?
Because one thinks, if one is still thinking he has something to surrender to Krishna, That is not so advanced as a person who thinks everything is Krishna's.
咁呢,一個人如果認為自己仍然擁有啲嘢呢,可以呢是供奉啊,皈依俾Krishna呢,咁呢其實係冇俾另外一個人呢,佢認為所有嘅嘢都係屬於Krishna呢,係更高嘅,即係認為所有嘢都係屬於Krishna係更加高嘅層次。即係認為自己冇擁有任何嘢。
In this, that is the soul-level contradiction in our devotional life. The philosophy is still contradiction, the absolute truth. Then how we see it, and make us feel really understand it.
Well, Krishna in what sense? Because we all coming from Krishna. And everybody try to serve Krishna truthfully according to everybody's feeling. That's how to judge. Just like the world fighting, you know. Just like the United States, they're fighting and Iraq fighting. Then they always think they're doing good and doing their own principle, whatever. Even this is a small circle and extension.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has answered that.
Spiritual life is very high level.
灵修生活其实是很高的层次。Below that is social life.
大部分宗教其實停留在道德和社交各方面的層次大部分宗教都不是甚至不在宗教或者是靈修的層次德蘭修女的工作是在社會的層次
And most religions you find they are all concentrating on moral and social levels. Very little touching on religious and practically very little on
大多數宗教集中於道德和社會的層次很少宗教其實是觸碰到真正的宗教層次或者甚至是靈修的層次靈性的層次
Even devotees find it difficult to understand
Marsh 講的就是靈性的層次 就算奉獻者都覺得很難去明白
I understand our question We ask him like what he say someone is moral someone is religion like that so how is the morals will not do like that but the religion will not do like that and the morals will not fight like a religion. Means the people who practice religion is less than people who have moral.
你是不是这个意思?
Yeah.
They know they have their respective position and what is their limited service to the community. But those who don't understand, they fight.
Yes, that's the point. And how to educate us and convince us and train us up and we can totally surrender.
For devotees, unless they learn the Vaishnava philosophy in a broad way, they always have difficulty. This is why the VRC courses and Bhakti Shastri, all these things are there to understand our philosophy broadly. And you find, you know, we don't take time to participate in this
game. 即是奉献者如果不明白Vaishnava的哲学得比较广阔一点 即是他在灵修上会有些问题的那即是要自己要花些时间去想课去想下即是去想下不同的课程 Bhakti Shastri.
There are so many contradictions. The contradictions are there if you see from different modes. But if you see from the Vaishnava philosophy, there is no contradiction.
就算在《大经》里面本身都很多好像矛盾的要点的但是呢 但是根據不同物質形態的角度去看但如果你從這個 Vaishnava的哲學的角度 其實是沒有矛盾的
Even we understand the philosophy and we convinced by this philosophy but in reality when we sharing with each other or come to see each other is how it come out is different. This is not the point you say.
What you are saying now, what creates the difficulty is in our attachment. What creates the difficulty is then at that point is our attachment.
教導就非常崇高和美好但很多時候實際生活上都有很多問題但是Bhamchandra寶寶就說所有的問題來自我們的衣服
Well, I was going to bring up another topic actually. I was thinking that, you know, we were talking about Mother Teresa distributing food. How do we feel about our own society distributing food? You know, we also distribute food. You know, what is the... Is that so different from, you know, of course our food is Krishna prasadam, it's offered to Krishna as spiritual food. But is our intention also to win converts, the way Mother Teresa is also influencing people?
No, we are not winning converts, Maharaj, because we are reinstating people in the original spiritual position. We are not... See, to be Hindu, to be Christian, to be Muslim, and all these things are not different designations. But to come to know that I am servant of Krishna, that is how we are reviving people's original consciousness, which is not converting.
This is the point that we have to establish Krishna consciousness on the absolute platform. As being distinct from other sectarian religions.
Very long discussion, right? The Mother Teresa distributing the food. What's the difference? 我哋派發祭如咧，同德蘭修女嗰個派發佢嘅食物咧係有分別嘅。即係我哋派發嘅祭如咧，啲人食咗咧，可以咧係恢復一個人咧原本佢個地位啊。一個人原本嘅地位咧，就係明白到咧佢係 Krishna 嘅仆人啦。 其實Krishna之覺不是一個不同派別宗教的其中一派其實 Krishna之覺就是要恢復靈魂 其實原本的知覺明白到自己是靈魂是Krishna永恆的仆人
At the same time, Prabhupada is not against other religions
同時來說,Prabhupada是不會去反對其他宗教的
But he understood that, you know, we also recognize there are other religious traditions.
Yes. The Prabhupada also encouraged the food
distribution because the Prabhupada felt great pain to see that the animals are being slaughtered, needlessly.
咁，爸爸係鼓勵啦，即係啲奉獻者派發祭魚啦。咁因為咧，佢希望即係見到啲動物可憐嘅動物咧，俾人屠殺咧，覺得好可惜。
Because a sentient person sees all living entities with equal vision, so you know he feels others' pain as well.
咁，聖人咧係即係感同身受啦，佢見到別人受苦咧，佢亦都係。 自己都覺得痛苦.
Teresa was feeling so much pain for the suffering people, but she was not feeling, you know, she would be feeling meat and all these things, and she had no pain for the, you know, for the suffering of the other creatures.
Mother Teresa 就派發佢嘅，佢派發啲食物俾啲人咧，但係咧，佢就感受到啲人嘅痛苦啦，但係冇感受到動物嘅痛苦。
因為佢有派肉俾啲人食。
帕帕喺佢嘅末期嘅時候咧，曾經同Srila Gurudev講過咧，就係咧派發祭魚咧，其實咧可以拯救好多動物嘅生命嘅。Well,
even that is controversial. That some people argue that Prabhupada only said about distributing food in the holy dham, like in Mayapur, where it's a communist area, and and the devotees' standard of living is much higher than the other people. So he could see that it would be very dangerous.
But that is interpretation, you know, because you cannot really prove that that is actually what Prabhupada said.
派發祭魚咧，亦都係一個有一個矛盾喺度嘅，又話説咧。 就是巴巴曾經講過咧，淨喺聖地嗰度派發祭魚啦，因為咧當地咧一個共產主義嘅地區啦，咁奉獻者嘅生活嘅水準咧，比其他居民咧係高好多，咁咧所以要派發啲祭魚咧，費事啲人咧係妒忌啦。咁咧，但係呢個咧，冇證據咧話巴巴係淨係咁樣講過嘅，即係一個演繹嚟嘅。 咁咧係咪淨係喺聖地啲人先需要食物咧？其他世界上啲人唔需要咧？咁
？But that is not our mission in Krishna consciousness, just to feed hungry people.
That is not the mission. That's right,
Maya. Translate.
咁咧呢個咧唔係 Krishna 之覺嘅運動嘅使命嚟嘅，因為咧即係淨係去喂啲人食飽咧，其實唔係嘅。
That is not the mission, but it actually brings people, you know, to make them favor, also purify them, to be able to understand our teachings.
咁咧，呢個派發祭員咧都可以咧淨化啲人啦，令到佢哋咧對我哋呢個協會咧有好嘅印象啦。
I was just in Vladivostok. Now there, they told me they were distributing, they had a free food program. And they found out they just got all the poor people, a group of people who the same people would come regularly to get food, and more respectable people stopped coming.
咁咧，佢哋喺蘇聯嘅海參崴嗰度咧，有一個啲奉獻者有一個免費派發食物嘅 program 啦節目啦。咁咧，佢哋因為免費咧，所以咧。 時時都係一班最窮嗰啲人咧嚟攞啲嘢食嘅，咁有啲較為高貴啲嘅人士咧，較為即係地位好啲嘅人咧，就唔會嚟食。But
the respectful people are not meant to send the food for life, they are support this activity。咁咧，嗰啲即係地位較高嘅人士應該係支持呢啲活動啦，唔應該嚟攞嘢食嘅。But
that is not all there. The point is that these respectable people were interested more in the philosophy, but they saw these other people coming and it deterred them from coming to the activities.
咁呢較為即係有地位嘅人咧，因為見到咁多窮人嚟食嘢咧，咁咧。
These people were not just coming to donate money for feeding poor people. They were actually genuinely interested in spiritual philosophy.
其他呢啲人呢，其實呢係好有興趣呢，關於啲哲學嘅。咁但係見到咁多窮人嚟食免費餐呢，就佢哋唔敢嚟。They
should have separate venues, I think.
應該有兩個地方做就得㗎啦。
But they have separate restaurants. So the point is, this is a secondary activity to our main work of propagating Krishna consciousness. That this is an activity which is not so important as our direct preaching. This is an indirect preaching.
咁咧，我哋直接嘅傳教咧，較為重要啦。派發prasadam仍然都係一個間接一個傳教嚟。
If you have a lot of money and a lot of manpower, then you can do these types of activities.
如果你好有錢咧，同埋好多人手咧，咁你可以做呢一類嘅活動啦。
Papa feeds more. You see, Papa feeds more of the restaurant.
I think.
More than.
Can we stop? Papa 似乎咧係中意開餐廳多啲喎。I think Papa actually like book distribution the most, right?
Thank you.
我諗爸爸最中意係派書，其實。No
no no no.
No?
He liked us to be Krishna conscious.
You could get Prabhupada always wanted to establish mission of Lord Chaitanya and follow Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami said, Yena Kena Prakaryena Krishna Nivese. He says, you know, do whatever actually induces people to remember and serve Krishna.
Yeah, we agree.
咁爸爸咧，其實就係追隨盧巴哥斯華米嘅教導啦，同埋咧係想咧係跟隨咧主塞太爺呢個傳教嘅活動啦，Sankirtan運動啦。咁咧佢嘅教導咧就係話。 你要咧係做一啲事情咧係去激發起咧別人咧係有去呢個變得 Krishna 之覺嘅活動就啱啦。
Then we'll not be able. Then what is the point in interfacing? Same thing. Now you go to social.
Back to it again. Just for argument.
Okay. 9:15. Super. Anyway, we'll continue this tomorrow when we go to the left ear.
講到左耳，我哋繼續辯論啦。聽日就講左耳，係啊，聽日講左耳，今日講右耳，聽日就講左耳啦。Jai.